she didn't choose just to do one thing. When I watched her play volleyball, she was great in volleyball. When I watched her play basketball, she's great in basketball. And she was phenomenal in track. I mean, to qualify for the regional track meet in Class 4A in 5 events is a really, really special thing. And as a freshman and a sophomore, she qualified in 5 events, qualified in 4 events, and would have qualified in 5 had she not hit a hurdle. And I look forward to her qualifying for 5 more this year and going on down the road to Austin. I know what kind of competitor she is. She's one of those great kids that in the 3 years I had the opportunity to work with her in high school, not once did she ask me why. You know, that's pretty special because track is a hard, hard sport. There's nothing fun about track workouts, okay? There's no way to make it fun. It's just hard, stinking, nasty work, day after day, hour after hour. And she bought in. She was a great leader and has been a great leader for our track team. A fierce competitor. The Texans are very, very, very lucky to have somebody of her quality come up there. I know she's going to step in. I know she's going to do a great job. I told her if I could get through this without bawling, she said, don't make me cry. So I'm nearly through it. But I think all of us, if you want to look at role models of young women who make a difference in their teams, they make a difference in the lives of people, well, Haley's one of those people. And, I'm just thrilled that I had a small chance. I know Coach Kimple, Coach Butchie, all of us that got an opportunity to work with her are thrilled to have that opportunity and feel lucky. I'm a better person for getting to coach somebody like her. And I hope that she has all the success in the world. She has great dreams, great aspirations, and I'm thrilled to death that she's here and that she's going to stay in Steubenville, and I'm going to be able to watch her run up at Tarleton. As anybody, I need mom and